Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Before we crack on with the podcast here, I want to very quickly remind you of our partner product, the Risk Assessor app. You can streamline managing your method statements, incident reports, audits, and of course risk assessments while being able to store them securely and share them with ease using the Risk Assessor platform. To have a go at the free version to see if it works for your business, just follow the link on the podcast page and let me know how you get on. Many thanks. We're going to run through in this episode 8 things that you can think about if you are starting a new challenge, a new job or a new project in the work environment. And it's just a reflection of some of my own experiences. Hopefully it will give you a few things to think about as you approach your new challenges. It is still early in the year and I know lots of you will have new objectives and goals that you want to meet. The first thing to think about is just to give yourself time and just be conscious of how you use it as well. You have to be strategic about which battles you fight if you're starting a new job. You'll need at least 3 to 6 months, I would say, if not longer, even 12 months perhaps, to grasp how the business really operates under different circumstances, different seasons, different operating conditions. And for me, it's really important to use this early opportunity wisely and be very cautious about getting dragged in to too many dogfights over issues that are maybe deeply embedded or long-term issues that are going to take lots of time and resource to deal with. The second one then is to make sure you're asking lots of questions. Ask, ask, ask. Listen very closely to what's happening on the ground. Build a picture of the current state of play within the business or within the project environment that you're in. And it's very crucial to adopt a learner's mindset, especially if this is something that's new to you, if it's a new industry, a new sector, or a new type of project that you're working in. Be conscious of not trying to be the expert from the start and give yourself time to build up your knowledge around the subject matter. It's likely that you don't know the business as well as you might like to think, so it's important to avoid jumping to conclusions. When you're presented with information from one source, there's usually a good reason as well why people do things the way they do, so it's really up to you to figure out what those reasons are. The next one then is to make sure you're giving your opinion with confidence, and there is a caveat to this. Whilst it's important to establish your authority on relevant subjects, absolutely it is, and you may have been brought in as a subject matter expert or been employed to provide certain information from health, safety or environment or something related to that. But it's equally important when you're going through the process of starting a new challenge or a new project to embrace the vulnerability of your own knowledge. And if you don't have the answers, be honest about it. This won't only avoid you looking silly whenever you try to answer something and it's completely in the wrong direction, but it will provide that trust amongst the workforce that you're being transparent. And obviously that will help you build the relationships that are so important as you move forward. Number 4 then is don't hesitate to remove anything that doesn't add value. We're very inclined, particularly within the health, safety and environment profession, to add more on and increase things. And often, you know, that just creates inefficiency. What we're not so good at doing is running a critical eye over what's not working currently. So if you are new to a business, remember that you're a fresh set of eyes that can see things differently to those that are on autopilot, that are doing the same thing day in, day out, week in, week out. Of course, there is the caveat, and it is a big one here, and it not only applies to health, safety and environment, but anything within a business structure or management system that you're using. Make sure that you understand the full implications of taking something away before you actually take action on it. Number 5 then is just to ensure that you're strongly communicating that whatever project or strategy that you're leading or a new job that you're taking on, the objectives and the goals that you're setting out, be very conscious that you're communicating that long-term commitment is required where appropriate, of course, with short-term actions that are more practical and pragmatic around that long-term strategy. As the saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day. So whether that's a cultural shift or an efficiency drive that you're leading, it helps if you draft up a high-level, low-detail overview of how you see the project or strategy developing over, for example, a 3 or 5 year period with a realistic outline on what you think can really be achieved. And just remember, of course, it's much better to under-promise and over-deliver than it is to over-promise and under-deliver. Number six then, out of our eight, is to make sure to use the knowledge and the data that is already there within the business. A bit of a hint here, there's going to be loads of it. So when you're trying to answer technical or business specific questions, yes, you may have existing knowledge, but stop trying to rewrite the book. The answers are usually there at your fingertips, and the way to get to them is by asking, by speaking and engaging with those already entrenched in the business. It's likely that they already have the answer to your questions, or at least they're going to know someone who does. Our second last one here then is don't give any one person's opinion too much weight. If you're doing the research, if you're the person leading the charge, you're gathering the data, once you integrate that with your existing knowledge, whatever that may be, you're going to probably be in the prime position to make judgment calls on whatever it is that you're doing. That's something to really stay conscious of when you're forming your opinions and you're about to make decisions. It's really important to always think about the full picture and all the information that you've gathered, and don't be too influenced by one person, even your boss. We've got to number eight then, and the last one, perhaps the most important of all of them, is to trust yourself. You've been employed or you've been given responsibility for a project because people believe that you can do it. So all you got to do is repay that trust by believing and trusting in yourself to make it a success. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.